Hey guys, this is Nick Chicane and you are listening to Ribble FM.
Join us on a journey from the beach to the dance floor. Chicane presents Sunsets.
Welcome back to another episode of Sunsets with me, Nick Chicane. I hope you've had a good week. We've actually had some rain. Not much, but some. And I've had my head down for the last 7 days in my studio, or rehearsal space, as we now call it, putting the final touches to the huge Royal Festival Hall show happening basically on Saturday, or tonight, if you've just downloaded the show. Guys, so much work has gone into this event. It's untrue. It's the full band, the full orchestra, 30 years of... 30 years in the making. Crikey. And listen, with every time you do one of these events, you know, the live aspect brings some level of insecurity of what's actually going to go wrong. But listen, I can't wait to share with you what I've been working on. But for now, we're going to shut the door on the real world and disappear into a whole range of electronic music for the next hour. I've got beautiful stuff lined up from Marsh, Shingo Nakamura, something for myself. We've got a soundtrack selection, which comes from a recent TV series about a train. But let's get ourselves settled in with something particularly lovely. This is the ambient mix of Fading Blue from FKN and Tom Bro, featuring vocals from Emily Orchard.
I calling me. Feel it calling me. Calling me, feel it calling me.
Molly and Moon with Calling Me. And before that, we heard one from an artist who is becoming, very quickly becoming a Sunset's favourite, Tom Marshall, known better as Marsh. And that track's called Aloft, and we're going to be playing some more from him later. Right then, it's time for the soundtrack selection, the part of the show where one of you guys gets to choose a piece of music that you discovered either from a movie, TV show, maybe even an advert or computer game. Voicemail is open 24 hours a day, and there's something you've heard recently that you think the rest of the Sunsets family would enjoy. Give us a call on +44 800 7765 112. Leave me a message. Tell us who you are, where you are, why you're where you see, look, that's what happens. Tell us who you are, where you're calling from, and what you've chosen. If you mess it up just like that, you can always have another go. Honestly, don't overthink it. I quite like the cock-ups, to be honest. Right, this week's suggestion comes from Dan in Cheltenham in the UK. Take it away, Dan.
Hi, Nick. It's Dan from Cheltenham in Gloucestershire. Long-time listener, longer fan. But a piece of music I have recently stumbled across, although I'm aware it's been used in multiple programmes, is a piece of music called Solaris Rising by Mark Petrie. I heard it recently on Chris Harris and Francois Bujard's We Saved a Train, which my inner nerd got into quite a lot. Yeah, very emotive piece, quite powerful. Looking forward to coming to see you in a couple of weeks. We're going to come and see you at the 30 gig at the festival. Anyway, you are an absolute delight to listen to every week on repeat. Cheers, mate. Enjoy.
be with. I can't be with. I can't be with without you now. I can't be with. I can't be with. I can't be with without you now.
That was Swiss producer Farben Klang. Traskle Closer. Some really nice chill house there. A little earlier was a tune of mine taken from 2024 Trampolines called The Sun Will Come Again. And we can't forget Dan's choice of this week's soundtrack selection, Solaris Rising from the TV series We Saved a Train. Thank you for that one, Dan. I shall see you at the Festival Hall tomorrow or tonight, depending on when you downloaded the show. Remember, if you'd like to have a go at choosing the soundtrack selection yourself, just save this number in your phone and give us a call when inspiration strikes. The number to call is +44 800 776 5112. Right, back to the music now. We've got a couple of beautiful electronic pieces coming up. First, this is Rossi with Latent.
If me rise, me move with reason. Love chat round me name, them twisting the story. Smiling on my face, but envy still worry. Me read the signs, me now move blurry. When the Lord get heavy, me step calm the hurry. Time to cut you off, me billing. Time to cut you off, me billing. Yeah, cut you off, me billing. If you catch it, wave on me feeling. Me now beg, love me done with pleading. Too much scars from past dealings. If me dance now with feeling season. Time to cut you off, me billing. 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 Time to cut you off, me billing.
Rainbow from a DJ producer duo, Humans Music. And before that, we heard another one from Marsh, which is kind of variant on the track you heard earlier. The track's called Too High, which was released this week on his brand new label, Martian Records, of course. Why wouldn't it be called that? Right, what's been happening in the world of music news? Spotify have finally started taking some proper steps towards addressing the amount of AI-generated music that's flooding the platform. From September, they're going to start labelling fully AI-generated artists and identities as AI personas. So you're going to actually really know whether it's a real person behind the music or a machine. They're also planning to keep those profiles out of personalised recommendations by default. What do we think about this? I think it's probably... most people are pretty happy to see some transparency around this. However, it's still a strong conversation and debate whether they should stop really paying AI-generated artists at all, as most of the AI tracks have been scraped from me, everyone else around the world that is a musician. How do we feel about that? I don't know. There's lots and lots of discussion surrounding about AI, but it looks like a step in the right direction. Anyways, next up is Japanese producer who exists in real life. He's a real person. Yes, like me. Makes mistakes. I don't make mistakes. He makes some great music. This is Shingo Nakamura, and the track is called Thousands of Sounds, and this is the Club Mix. It's been a bit of a marsh week, actually. A remix of the 1999 classic, originally produced by Bedrock, of course, John Digweed and Nick Muir. And this time around, Marsh did the mix and making his third appearance on the show. It's all gone a bit marshy here this week on Sunset. Guys, unfortunately, that's all we've got time for this week. I have to get my skates on and start putting my head together for this crazy, crazy show. I hope you enjoyed the journey this week and maybe you discovered something that you want to go away and listen to again. You can listen again to the show and find the full track list through Sunset's podcast, Mixcloud and YouTube, and you can keep up with the very latest from my world over on my socials. Right, I'm going to leave you with, do you know what? I heard this on the radio and I thought, have we ever played this? And I can remember growing up with this record. So, this is a certain French Kiss from a certain Lil Louis. And I think this is the original underground mix. It's about 900 minutes long and goes slows down and speeds up and it's got a slightly orgasmic overtone to it. I hope to see a lot of you at the Royal Festival Hall, guys. If not, I shall see you same time, same place next week.
Distorted production. This is distorted.com.